Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen. Joining me in studio right now is candidate for Houghton County Commissioner in the 1st District, Rick Kaspersak. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Rick.
Rick, you've been running at this a few different times. We're going up again, going forward again. Let me ask you, what is your motivation for running for this office?
Well, I feel like there have been a lot of good people in this county that have done a lot of good things for me to help me out, and this is my way of being able to pay them back and do something good for the good of the county and the good of the voters.
This is our first time being able to sit down and have a conversation, so tell me a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Well, I bought a house in Calumet in Rambletown in 2004. I've lived up here since 1993. I originally came from southern Wisconsin. I married a Tapiola girl, Becky Timonen, back in 2008, and we've got two kids. And
what kind of work do you do?
I just started a business this year where I'm doing a lot of handyman type of work. So I do painting, done a couple of roof projects lately, a couple of small ones, porch roofs in a cottage, cleaning, winterizing, insulating, you know, just kind of all the random odds and ends, small jobs that the big contractors don't have time for, or, you know.
Okay.
So I kind of picked the low-hanging fruit, I guess.
Okay. Any experience with public office before?
Nope. Okay. I've ran, third time's a charm, so twice before, this is my lucky time.
Okay. Well, why do you feel you're qualified for the job?
Well, I've had a lot of management experience. I spent 15 years as a chef, most of that running kitchens. So I have some background in, you know, handling staff, managing budgets, and that sort of thing. And I feel like the combination of my life experience, my work experience, and my ideas and my energy make me qualified to be a county commissioner.
So why particularly the Houghton County Board then?
Well, I think that's one place where I can have maybe the biggest effect on our county in general.
Do you follow the issues that the board handles?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, what's being handled that you would like to see handled differently then?
My last campaign, I was all about the Houghton County Medical Care Facility. I wanted to make sure that we had a board in place that would put that issue, that millage issue, on the ballot for the people to decide every single time it comes up. And in my opinion, my opponent in the last election, Eugene Londo, was not a person who would support that. In fact, he made a few comments that led me to believe that he would be in the mood to privatize the Houghton County Medical Care Facility. I think that would be a terrible, terrible mistake. I think the fact that the voters overwhelmingly approved the millage shows that the voters believe that that would be a mistake. And now I kind of feel like, it's my perception anyways, that there is a movement among the current board, among the majority of the current board, that they would like to maybe make an end around that millage issue, because now they're talking about putting somebody else on the board that actually oversees running the medical care facility. I don't see what was wrong with the current board. I think they've done a fine job. And now that the millage issue was decided, now we've talked about, well, we can't have this person on the board. Maybe we should put one of our own people on the board. So I think that's kind of disingenuous. And I'd just like to make sure that in the future that that choice is protected for the voters of Houghton County.
You mentioned that you have experience in budgeting. Mm-hmm. So the Houghton County budget, the way we spend money, your mm-hmm. opinion?
Well, I think, you know, we do a pretty good job as far as running county services. I think the county employees here do a very good job. I think the budgets are kind of tight. I know the prosecutor's office is kind of hamstrung as far as what they can do, and there's a lot of issues that go into the funding of Houghton County that I think could change. One thing that is sort of out of our control is that local governments are being starved by the people that we're sending to the state. So the people that represent us at the state level do a lot of things like cutting revenue sharing, We have dark stores where big box companies can come and plant a store in Houghton or, you know, any other locality for that issue, and then they aren't charged taxes, and so that's really depriving local governments of the taxes, that the tax revenue that they need to do the things that they need to do. And then what's happening is that falls on local government to make up for that tax. So we have issues here as far as the county needs a new jail. I think if we're sticking our heads in the sand on that issue, that's a mistake, because sooner or later that's going to bite us. The jail that we're currently asking our Houghton County deputies to work in and keep prisoners safe and keep them from escaping in is it's desperately outdated. It's desperately crowded. At some point, something bad is going to happen, whether it's to a deputy, whether it's to a prisoner. There's going to be a lawsuit. And all those things are something we really need to avoid as a county. I would like us to be proactive on that. Build us a new jail before somebody else tells us we have to and then sues us in the meantime. So that's something that I really think that we need to have some kind of bold leadership on. I know it's not maybe a politically expedient thing to say, as hey, we need a new jail. And for the record, I was against the proposal in 2010 just because I thought it was too large, too much, too soon, too expensive. I'd like to see us do something with a jail where maybe it's we can build something small that fits our needs now with the ability to add on to that later as the needs arise. One of the issues that I know I've spoken to the Sheriff's Department a couple times, and one of the issues they see coming down the road is that there's a lot of laws at the state level that are forcing counties to take prisoners that otherwise would have gone to state prisons. So, you know, all I see is our needs for beds in the jail to go up. I don't see it changing anytime soon. So that's one thing that I really could see us changing our stance on.
Now, the issue of the jail was perhaps the predominant issue that came up during the Houghton County Candidates Forum, which you had to excuse yourself for a family emergency. So I hope everything turned out well.
It did. Good. Thankfully.
Pretty much the backbone of the issue came down to funding. You know, it's not that there's a big disagreement among most people that a new jail is needed. Right. Anybody that has knowledge of the current situation at the jail would, I think, have to agree that something needs to be done. You know, what the solution is may differ, but for any solution, it's a matter of paying for it.
Right.
If we're not going to pass some sort of tax plan to do it, how would it get paid for, even a renovation?
That's a good question. We don't really have a way to pay for it unless we raise taxes. It's simple as that. We need a millage for it.
Okay, so you would be in support of a new millage, just not as extravagant as you thought the 2010
right. The 2010 proposal was far too extravagant for what we needed at that time, or at this time. I think it was far too extravagant. It would have created a lot more space, a lot more beds, but I think at that time it was too much, too soon. I'd like to see us, like I say, start with something smaller, and then with the ability to add on to that as the need arose. So,
an ongoing controversial issue that has been coming up in the last couple of Houghton County board meetings has to do with putting money towards paying off the retirement fund, the obligation, unfunded liability. And others who, you know, Scott Alla in particular, who say there are other places we could be spending the extra money out of the budget towards that. If you're on the board, how would you express your opinion on that?
Well, in my opinion, a lot of this pension fund talk is a little bit alarmist and overblown. I'm not a financial guy. I got to sit down and look at numbers and stuff like that. My head starts to swim a little bit. But I kind of liken the pension fund to, this is how I equate it, is it's like my IRA, my 401k. You know, it's the same type of idea. We're investing in the private sector with this pension money, and we're expecting a return on it. The fact of the matter is you have with an IRA or a 401k, anybody that's got one knows this, that pays attention. You have your good years and you have your bad years. So last year, or 14, I should say, 2014 wasn't a good year for my retirement fund. I think I lost, I want to say it was either 7 or 8% of my value. In 2015, I made all that back plus 12%. So when you look at it over the long term, generally speaking, the Dow always goes up. It always goes up. You might have a down year. And so there's times where it's not going to perform to, I want to say, I'm not sure this is the idea, but we're assuming a 6 or a 7% return, I think, in those pension investments. And I think over the long term, you're going to find that that's probably going to be pretty close. And I think I want to say it's every 10 years that it's looked at again. And I think we're up for that in about 4 more years, that we're going to, the county as a whole, will take a look at this pension program and decide, have we been meeting goals or do we need to do something else? It's not like the county just said, oh, here's a 30-year pension fund. Let's sign up for this and forget about it. So they do take a look at it every once in a while, and then they go, well, okay, we need to adjust. And I think that's, until we have that assessment, I think it's just too soon to make assumptions that it's not going to meet its goals.
Okay. Moving on, let's talk about, you said your residence was in what, Rambleton?
Rambleton?
Yeah. Okay. I take it you don't have curbside recycling.
No, and I wish we did. A couple years ago, I attended a presentation from a lady, and I forget her name, but I believe she was from Grant County, which is just on the other side of the bridge. So, you know, we're talking about, you know, a place that's more or less like the UP, or very close to. It's a rural county, and they have curbside recycling. Well, maybe I should strike that for a second. It's not curbside, but they have several drop-off locations, which they're all very convenient to, you know, whether it's at a church or a post office or a grocery store, they have these recycling bins where you can take your recycling to. And the county actually makes money on that. Now, they don't make a whole lot, but it pays for the program. Plus, there's a little income for the county because they've managed to find people that will take that and pay for it. You know, whether it's cardboard, whether it's they do organic recycling, so leaves and branches and all that stuff. We don't know what we're going to do with in the fall. They take all that, they compost it, and then sell it back. And I think that is a program that would work very well here. The lady that gave the presentation had done a tour of the transfer station. The transfer station has plenty of room to take this stuff. And I think it'd be something that we should look at as a county. And, you know, a lot of times when I hear the feedback from commissioners on these issues, it's like, well, we can't do that here. Well, I'm not a we can't person. I don't take no for an answer. I think there's a way to do it. I think we just need to apply ourselves and make it a priority.
I want to ask you about transparency. You're a member of the general public now. You're not on the board. So when you observe the board's activity and things that are going on the commissioner's office there, do you feel that you're being given enough information as a resident of Houghton County?
A lot of times I don't. And that's where, you know, like for instance, my opponent in the last election had come on Copper Country Today and made some comments that basically said that he was for privatizing the Houghton County Medical Care Facility. We had a big turnout at the meeting where they decided whether they were going to put it on the ballot. They all voted to put it on the ballot. It was unanimous. And at the meeting, Mr. Londo denied that he had ever said that. And then when it was brought up that we had a quote from the radio show that he did, he said, well, I was just taken out of context. And then, like I say, now all of a sudden there's a move afoot to replace one board member who has served ably and for a long time with somebody else that the board would like to choose. And no, I think
this is on the board of the medical care facility.
To replace a person on the board of the medical care facility. So I don't know why that all of a sudden would change now. Why do we need a different person on the board now when the Houghton County Medical Care Facility is doing well, operating within its budget and doing some expansion and that sort of thing. So it's kind of like, well, if it ain't broke, why are we fixing it?
Those positions on the board, when they come up, should they be advertised to see if there's any other applicants that want to be considered as well and not just the person on the board?
Well, absolutely. I don't see why not.
Okay.
I think the more choice we have, the better as voters. And I am not the only person that feels that the board isn't completely open and honest with the voting public. When I've knocked on doors, I think that's the sentiment that I get from a lot of people, is that they think there's something going on behind closed doors.
We've spent most of our time talking about issues and things that, you know, are bothersome to you that you would like to see corrected. But there's more, of course, being elected to the commissioner's mm-hmm. board, it's looking forward. I mean, positive things. What kind of things would you like to see done in Houghton County to move the county forward?
Well, one thing that I think is an issue that is going to be a problem, or is a problem now and is just going to continue to become a problem, is transportation. I think there's a lot of people that live up here that can't afford transportation, whether it's because, you know, let's face it, it's almost like an extra tax on us because our roads are in kind of terrible condition, you know, so they're sort of beat up and they beat up our cars. Our insurance is among the highest in the country. So I have a friend that has a full-time job. He has a car that's operational. He can't afford to drive it because he can't afford the insurance on it. There's a lot of people with fixed incomes. I would venture to say that the income level in Houghton County isn't what it is in downstate and some places downstate. So, you know, we're looking at people on tight budgets, bad roads, long distances to travel, terrible weather, you know, and I'd like to see some kind of countywide transportation system. I think it would be a boon to senior citizens. They have a hard time getting out, especially in the winter. It's not good for their health. It's not good for their mental health. So I think this is something that we could do as a county, that and recycling. Those would both make this area more attractive to businesses to move in and invest in our county. So,
yeah, and up where you know you're from, the District 1, which is in northern Houghton County, mm-hmm. You know, so you and I would both travel down US 41 whenever we want to come in, you know, to Houghton or Hancock. And how many times do we see people hitchhiking? You know, because right. there's no public transportation from exactly. Calumet area, which is I'm just venturing a guess, would probably be the third largest population center in Houghton County, besides Houghton and Hancock.
Correct.
And so you have a lot of people who need to come to town, and there's no way to do that without paying. Now, the cities of Houghton and Hancock have their own public transits,
right.
So it works out good for them. But once you move out, and you know, if you're living in South Range, it's one thing if you know to get a ride a few miles, but when you're 14 miles north of here, then it becomes more difficult.
Right. And I've had that issue when I first moved here. I didn't have a lot of money. I was working at a minimum wage job, like 30 hours a week, you know, and a good chunk of my money went towards paying for gas, paying for car repairs, paying for car insurance. It doesn't leave you a whole lot to invest in your family, you know, buy a house, make improvements, that sort of thing. So I think that's a really big issue that I don't know if I'd like to shine a light on that, mm-hmm. in other words.
Now, I know the cities get grant funding to help with public transit, and I don't know, you know, and perhaps the county has looked at that as well, since that would be sort of going from one, the village of Calumet or that area, mm-hmm. the township of Calumet, over to the Houghton and Hancock area, sort of, and then falls into probably the county seat since there's, you know, no other jurisdiction in between, you know, between those two locations. That, you know, if someone was looking for a grant, it would probably fall to the county. Sorry.
Sure. And I think that's what we could do as a board, is be more proactive in looking for grant money for this type of work. that's another issue where I've talked to county commissioners and just been told, well, we can't do that here. But, you know, I want to go back to, I just know it's not in my vocabulary. So I look at these things as a challenge to overcome and not as an obstacle. So I know there are other rural counties. I think Gogebic has a countywide transportation system, public transportation system. So, you know, I realize that we have a very rural county. It makes it difficult, but difficult's not the same as impossible. It can be done.
Are you an outdoors guy? You like fishing and hunting?
Yeah, and I wish I got to do more of that. But in fact, I got buddies that say, you just got to make time for it. So, yeah.
Part of, you know, plans for Houghton County as they kind of look into the future is, you know, recreational opportunities and how to preserve areas, work with the Keweenaw Land Trust, different organizations that are looking to make sure that there are protected areas, you know, for, you know, public use, recreational use. Also our trail system, making sure that they're available for summer motorized vehicles as well as during the wintertime. Any thoughts on what, you know, may need to be done in order to ensure that, or is there a way to do too much?
Well, I guess there has to be some sort of a balance. Obviously, you know, I love the Keweenaw Land Trust. They've protected a couple of areas that I really like to spend my downtime in, Boston Pond being one of them, one of the more recent acquisitions by them.
Fish for Pike there?
Yeah, yeah. And I just like walking there, you know, or parking my car at the boat launch after a long day of work or something and, you know, watch the sun go down, that kind of thing. You know, just having that, you know, moment of zen, I guess. And so it's great to have those kinds of places, but you also want to save room for four-wheelers, for snowmobilers, for hunters, you know, and that sort of thing. So, you know, we don't want to close off everything in Houghton County and just have nature preserves either, so...
All right. Now, you're talking about a balance between motorized and non-motorized recreation is what you're going for.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kind of wrapping things up here in a couple of minutes, let me ask you just, you know, what is campaigning like for a county commissioner's position? This is your, you know, third time, in, you know, doing this. I mean, what's entailed with doing that?
Well, the last couple of campaigns, I did a lot of door knocking. So I spent a lot of time going door to door and trying to talk to citizens and finding out what types of issues they had. And I found that I had to do a lot of education as I did that because, you know, the number one thing that everybody complains about is roads. Well, the county commission doesn't really have direct control over roads. You know, I wish as county commissioner I could say, hey, could you fix the street that I live on? But that's not going to happen. I can't do that because there's a commission there. So all the county commission does with roads is elect a road commissioner. So, you know, as I went door to door, I'd have to kind of like explain what the issues were that were in front of the county. And I wish people would maybe pay a little bit more attention to what goes on at the local level as far as what issues the county does deal with. Only because I really feel that when you go to the polls, the most effective means of changing how things operate in your local area is by voting in local elections. And unfortunately, in Michigan has the worst turnout for non-presidential elections in the entire country. So that means in 2014, for instance, about 1,000 less people voted in District 1 than did in 2012. I expect a little bit higher turnout this year because we're electing a president. But what people don't understand is your vote for president really isn't going to change what happens in your neighborhood, who you vote for on the county level or the township level or the village level. That's where the vote is going to make a difference. And your vote counts more in the scheme of things. When you have 5,000 people voting in District 1 for county commissioner, your vote is one of 5,000. When you have 50 million people that vote for president, now your vote's one in 50 million. So really, at the local level is where your vote makes the most difference.
I've seen that in action at meetings that I've gone to where they've brought issues to the board, the county board, and they say, no, that's a village issue. That's a township issue. Mm-hmm. And you're like, well, I didn't get the answer I wanted, you know, back there. It's like, well, that's because of the people that you have elected, you and your people. Right. They'll talk to them. They'll talk to the board, the county board. If people want to follow Rick Kaspersek going for county commissioner, or if they have questions for you, how do they do that?
Well, I do have a Facebook page, Rick Kaspersek for county commissioner. You can look me up on Facebook. I have a cell phone, 369-1517. Feel free to call me.
All right. Well, thank you very much for coming on the program. It was nice sitting. It's nice to get to sit down and talk to you.
Thanks, Rick. And I can't believe our 25 minutes are up already. It's been so much fun.
God for Country Today. We'll be right back.